Watch, kayaker rescued after 12 days lost in Florida Everglades. By Amy Furr on February 4, 2020. A missing man was rescued Monday after his cell phone data led officials to his location in the Florida Everglades. Mark Millay, 67, embarked on a solo kayaking trip in Everglades National Park on January 22, and was due back January 29, according to the South Florida Sun-Sentinel. However, when he did not return on the planned date and was reported missing, officials began to search for him. On February 2, deputies found Mila's bag containing his cell phone and his wallet, which had washed up on the shore of the Lopez River. Authorities were able to download data from the phone and get Mila's most recent coordinates logged on January 31, WTSP reported. The Collier County Sheriff's Office, CCSO, then began an aerial search for Millay and saw him floating face up in the water, wearing a yellow life vest. Video footage taken from inside the helicopter showed him barely moving as he lay in the water. Moments later, rescue crews arrived in two separate boats and pulled up alongside him. A rescuer reached out to Millay with a pole, then brought him close to the boat. "Stand by, we're getting him out of the water," one of the men stated on the radio, adding, "He's got hypothermia, I think." The rescuers then grabbed hold of Millay and pulled him to safety inside the vessel. "All right, subject is recovered. They have him on board," another man said. Millay was taken to Physicians Regional Hospital in Naples for treatment once the crew got him back on shore. Monday, the CCSO shared photos of the incident on its Facebook page. Also on Monday, Everglades National Park expressed its thanks via Twitter to everyone involved in Mila's rescue. The park, which spans 1.5 million acres of wetland in South Florida, is the largest subtropical wilderness in the United States, according to the National Park Service's website.